Well, welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, we're going to talk about you. Now, don't get worried or concerned because this is a good thing. I want you to hear what God did and what we can all learn from it, because this is something I believe we all need to hear. So are you ready? Let's go. Well, this is a special celebration episode of Real Talk. And not only do I want to celebrate something, but I want to teach you something at the same time. This is something I want you guys to stay with me till the end, because there's really some important stuff I want to share with you. First of all, I want to celebrate that we just hit 50,000 subscribers. That's a milestone. And we are so blessed by all of you and so thankful for every subscriber to our channel. You know, as I thought about that milestone, Kays and I were kind of talking about it the other day, I was reminded of the story in Matthew 15, verses 32 through 37, where Jesus fed the 4,000. It says this, I want to read it for you. It says, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, or they may collapse on the way. His disciples answered, where could we get enough bread in this remote place to feed such a crowd? How many loaves do you have? Jesus asked. Seven, they replied, and a few small fish. He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and when he had given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and they in turn to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. Afterward, the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. Did you see that? Jesus took what little they had and turned it into more than enough. Now, this is not only the compassion of Jesus, but the power of Jesus on full display. When Kaysen and I started this channel almost 2 years ago, we thought that we'd make a few videos, maybe 5 to 10 videos, and maybe we'd get about 300 subscribers. We had no technology. We literally just had my cell phone on a tripod. We had no lighting. We went to Walmart and got some fake shelves for the wall and a little painting and a fake little flower and stuff and a few fake candles. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
It's pretty good. What are you doing?
Just getting ready to record a Real Talk video. We had no budget, we had really no money, and we had no idea how to even edit our videos. All we knew was that God wanted us to obey him. And in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, Jesus said to go into all the world and make disciples and teach them all I have commanded you. So we took a step of faith and we brought the Lord what we had, which again was not much, really. It was pretty pathetic.
On this episode of Real Talk, we're going to discuss
no,
the...
No, you judging!
You
no, Jordan, stop!
Stop
no, judging! No!
We're going to try to discuss judging. Should we or shouldn't we?
And since then, God has done an amazing work. Paul described that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. He says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God brought the increase. We take no credit for what God has done on this channel. And today, so far, we've had over 5 million views on our channel. We get emails from people all around the world saying that they've watched our videos and that God used that to get their attention, to open their eyes, and they have left the charismatic church or the New Apostolic Reformation. We've gotten dozens of emails from people saying that they have come to faith in Christ when they heard the gospel proclaimed on this channel. Think about that. Paul said in Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. And please understand, this is all to the glory of Jesus, not to Jordan and not to Kazin.
Jesus is the head and we are the body. Jesus is Lord and we are the slaves. Jesus is King and we are the subjects. Jesus is Master and we are His servants. Jesus is the teacher and we are His disciples. Jesus is the commander and we are His soldiers. Jesus is the way and we are His followers. Jesus is the builder and we are His stones. Jesus is the Lord of the harvest and we are His day laborers. Jesus is everything.
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 says that whatever we do, whether we eat or drink, we're to do it to the glory of God. So my question, this is where I want to bring you in. My question and challenge for you today is, what small thing do you need to bring to the Lord? What has He given you that you need to trust Him with and watch Him do something with? I'm reminded of the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30. The master gave talents to three servants, and the first two did things with them and got an increase and were rewarded by the master. But the third servant buried the talent in the ground and did nothing with it. And when the master returned, he was furious and punished that servant. So let me ask you, which servant are you? Will you take what God has given you and trust Him with it? Or will you hide it in the ground and bury it? Let me put it this way. God is not concerned with your ability. He's concerned with your availability. Too many people sit on the sidelines and are spectators. But God has called us all throughout the Bible to be participators and to take action. I want to say thank you to all of you guys for being a part of our channel. We value all our subscribers and the Real Talk family. We really do. Remember that every view and every ad that you watch raises money that we donate to give free counseling scholarships to people who cannot afford to get help. We're currently building a new studio, which should be done in the next month. And we're looking forward to bringing you more episodes where we can make much of God and His word and expose more false teachers and help people who are trapped in deception, just like we were, just like I was. Someone shared the good news with me. Someone helped me out of deception. Someone told me the truth about the false teachers I was following. And I get the privilege to do that. And I know I get a lot of flack from, oh, is this all you do? No, but it is one of the big things we do on this channel. Would you please pray for us that God would continue to use us and that we would continue to boldly proclaim the word of God? Last and surely not least, we would love your support as well, as it costs money to do everything that we do. So if you can, please go to realtalkwithjordan.com and click the donate button and help us in this vital ministry.